Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Band, a novel by Christine Ma Kellams. Read by Nancy Wu.
To Luke, Josiah, Everest, you are each my favorite. Don't let any of the others in this dedication tell you otherwise. His desire, when it comes, extinguishes her. Rachel Cusk, second place. 1. Cancelled. Let's start at the end. Their first single. People laughed. Perhaps snorted would be more accurate. A quintet of boys, too young to understand protest, yet rapping like they knew the secret. Everything you build will be destroyed, so make it beautiful. Between the eyeliner and wraparound shades, no one recognized them as the dickheads and nerds from around the way who were neither cute enough for the soul girls, who demanded both shoulders and double lids. Eurocentrism at its best, nor brilliant enough for the country teachers at Gwangju to take note. It's true, the youngest one had just walked his eighth grade graduation and looked it, but no matter. The rhymes paraded out of his still small mouth so fast, I couldn't tell if he was speaking English or Korean, two languages that have never been confused for each other, until the band made Konglish their mother tongue. Sure, with the exception of their lead, their English was not terrific. Not even now, when the world is an older and no wiser place, and every other collaboration of theirs is a pop anthem with some American icon who only does stadium tours. But that was the great forgiveness music afforded. Songs demanded their own cadences. In pledging allegiance to its rhythms, other identifiers, like age and accent and gender, fell away like old skins on a serpent. If I closed my eyes and listened to the latest falsetto bridges the youngest released on SoundCloud, I might mistake him for a lady angel. It was no accident that the oldest was also the visual. To call Song Doody the hot one would be a
sample complete. Ready to continue?